My cock is slapping you in the mouth.
My cock is slapping you in the mouth.
Oh, dropping loads.
Dropping loads all over your face.
Hey, it's the Metal Enema.
Wet cut. Eat it. Loads.
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Sepikak.
This is the Metal Enema on SolarFallRadio.com, www.solarfall.com.
MySpace.com/Metal Enema, metalenema@gmail.com.
That's right. Back.
My cock is slapping you in the mouth. .com/dropping loads. Loads.
We're talking about
It's one of the Undertaker's coworkers.
Yes. We talked about this already.
Really
the whole thing.
Responsive boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, the guy she was talking dirty to on the phone, it wasn't like he was just being untoward. And, you know, she calls up, "Hey, how's it going? My cock slapping you in the mouth." So I was just, we were talking tonight right before we got on the air here. Just that would be a weird catchphrase for the show. Metal Enema, my cock slapping you in the mouth. Wonder if it would sell on the T-shirt.
Probably.
Admittedly, also I came up with another T-shirt idea over the weekend, and it always this type of thing comes to me when we go grocery shopping because there's these just.
Is it the Metal Enema logo shirt with the big vagina in the center, like the Have a Hedge?
No. But what I was thinking, you don't give an enema vaginally. I guess you can. But no, it's always just these heaps of garbage and polyester clothing shopping there, and I wanted to get a shirt that, you know, you could get done on Cafe Press, or almost, it almost looks like something I guess you'd see at a Hot Topic, but it says, "Back off, fatty, I have a harpoon." And maybe have like a little, you know, line drawing of a sperm whale,
yeah,
underneath it with a harpoon sticking out of its side, you know?
It's kind of like that shirt I want to get where it's this guy standing there with these two big huge furry arms and that end in claws, and it just says Second Amendment on it.
Oh, is that not a real shirt?
It is a real shirt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought I'd seen that.
Yeah. It's out there. The right to bear arms. Yeah.
Yes. That's all right. So you're hearing this show. There's a little bit of a problem with the Metal Enema space time continuum as you're hearing this show, because this show is actually being recorded before I, the Undertaker, am heading out to Tampa, Florida to see Angel Corpse and Watain play.
Right.
But it's actually after I come back, because we're sort of switching over as far as when we record the shows. So I will not have a report of the show until the following show.
4 weeks from now.
Yeah, basically.
So this is the pre-recorded. Actually, we should just not pull back the curtain, and we should just give impressions of the show as if.
No, see, I thought about that. But it's like, but then if something crazy happens, then it'll be like, whoa, did you miss the whole part where, you know, they start throwing up blood on each other, or, you know, so.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom.
Yeah. For the whole 25 minutes that they did it? Yes. I was out in the back talking.
Goddamn prostate.
Yeah. I was out in the back talking to Pete Helmkamp. Oh, did you get an interview? No. So no, I decided I didn't want to try to ghost it. So I'll give a report. And actually, what I'm hoping maybe is that we can. I wanted to do an interview with Helmkamp.
Yeah.
So I will refer to him as Pete Concentration Camp through the entire thing and see if he bites. So
Mr. Concentration Camp, where did you come up with your inspiration for Little Pink Houses? Does it still hurt so good?
John Cougar Helmkamp. Pete Cougar. Yeah, that's all I ask him. Have you ever thought about adding the nickname Cougar to the middle of your name? Pete Cougar Helmkamp. Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, God, we've been playing Angel Corpse for years. How come we never thought of that? Oh, well. Better late than never. Fucking great. That's goddamn funny.
Pete Cougar. Camp.
Can we just call you the Coug? Little ditty about Nietzsche and Satan. Actually, no. Little ditty about Lucifer and Lightning, because that's the new album of Lucifer and Lightning. It is coming out pretty quickly here on Osmosh. And
Osmosh.
And so they're finishing up their, well, when you hear this, they're actually will have been done with their East Coast tour.
Yeah.
With Watain.
Sons of bitches.
So maybe they'll get to know what it feels like to be upstaged by a European band. Ha! Because I remember when they were doing all the tours in support of bigger bands, and they'd steal the show a lot, which was pretty cool. I didn't mind, but great live presence. Be interested to see what it's like this time around.
Whoa.
Hear all their songs, like...
Sons of Bitches.
Tuned down to A. That's going to be weird. Or I wonder if they're going to do the thing where they, like, switch guitars.
I don't know.
It's like, it's of Lucifer and Lightning time. Hey! You know, and just take, you know, throw the one guitar
off. Have a double neck.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be kind of cool, actually. That'd be impressive.
An A-tune 7-string and then a...
Jesus.
A C-tune 7-string.
Yeah. Well, at any rate...
Gene will just be like the guitarist from Cheap Trick and have...
Like, oh, yeah, well, the one with like the five guitar. Necks. That would be funny. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. So we're going to go ahead and kick out the show with a song from Angel Corpse from Of Lucifer and Lightning. This is Hexen Sabbat, and it is not... I don't think it's the song that talks about vaginas. I forget which song. We'll play it. There's a song that actually talks... It's like some kind of sexual satanic impregnation song, but there actually is like a very prominent mention of vaginas in it. So I don't know.
Whoa!
Vagina! Yeah.
Vagina, hang like slave of wizard. We'll be right back.
With the utmost desolation, slapping you in the mouth. Or Custis did Wrath Thrash, and Angel Corpse did Hexen Sabbat Vagina.
And it's also, by the way, we forget to mention it, it's Agapornis Epicac's birthday. Well, it was the other day.
It was the other day.
Yeah, happy birthday, Agapornis.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is, I guess, your birthday show, for all intents and purposes. And
might as well be.
Yeah. I remember
it was really eerie. Like my birthday had a lot of like synchronicity type of things going on. Like I went to have Chinese food on lunch with DJ Puppies and Kittens from Terra Incognito.
Oh yeah.
And the fortune at the end, you know, the fortunes now most of the stores are getting them from this company where they put the Chinese on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like learn Chinese. Usually it's like invasion of U.S. You know, Hong Jing Bai U.S. But in this case, one of the fortunes, the Chinese on the back was for birthday. Ooh, it was my birthday.
Whoa.
And he and I had been talking about the power of positive thinking and things like that, and the need for self-discipline and whatnot. And this astrology site that I went to, the Free Will Astrology, it's the one in the local newspaper. He's got it online, but I checked my horoscope for that day, and it was all about the power of positive thinking. And then the little icon for it, they change up the icons, was for self-discipline.
Interesting.
The cosmos doesn't lie.
Well, you know, at the same time, it reminds me of the birth.
And if Carl Sagan was funny, then, you know, he could have called it the Cosmos Show. Pluto!
Rudy!
Exactly.
Io!
Saturn!
Pluto!
Juno! See, Titan! It's a closest planet, my celestial body that can support life in billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years.
You know,
takes light to get there. Methane.
You know, Cosby would have been an awesome wino too.
I am. Abomination!
Then somehow it turns into Bill Cosby fronting 1349.
I am Abomination! She came down the stairs
Where did they get chocolate cake from?
And I said, they asked for it. And these children that had been singing my praises lied on me. We asked for eggs and milk, and Dad made us eat this. He sent me to my room, which is where I wanted to be in the first place. So you see, we are dumb, but we are not so dumb.
That's actually like, that's a classic.
Yeah, it's from when he's really, really young.
When he was still black.
Well, I don't know. I think he's gotten black again.
Yeah, no, he's all...
When he ripped on all the ghetto people, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty white.
Admirable.
Yeah. Real quick, I also wanted to share, because we're talking about slapping you in the mouth and all that. two things. I was going to reminisce on the year we decided that a good idea for your birthday would be to go get a cake at HEB, which is the local grocery store here, like a sheet cake, and mash it on a hooker's butt.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's still a good...
Still
a good plan. If only we were in Corona, California again.
Oh, God. She didn't know what she was... She really did not know what she was agreeing to. No way. Well, the other thing is that same girl that from work, the slutty girl who I keep talking about...
Does she want to sit in cake?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. Maybe.
What about Heather?
Heather would say yeah, but I think that's some deep water. She likes you a little too much. Well, at any rate, I was just going to say that...
Give me all that lumps.
This girl, who I keep refusing to say her name just for slander, you know, libel reasons, she was...
The Jew bitch.
Half. Well, she told me...
She's a half bitch.
Well, she was saying, you know, she was talking about how she wanted to form a band. Uh-huh. And I wanted to just say, yeah, you could be an alternative band. Call it Half Jew. F-A-H-A-F-J-U. Half Jew. But I decided against it. But also, she's dating or trying to sort of date this guy who's like a valet down the street at this high-end hotel in downtown. You know, he like parks the cars and stuff.
Right.
She sees him every day when she's walking by.
So she figures, what the fuck? He's right there. I'm right there.
Well, here's the crux of it, because she's like desperate.
His cock is slapping me in the mouth?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what I was getting to, because remember I talked about how she is trying to be celibate and she's having dreams that are so naughty that she has to pray?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well,
she's... Was he parking her car?
No. She's telling me about how now it seems like...
18-wheeler driving into a parking garage. Backing up, going forward.
Yeah, we'll have to put, when we start doing the video metalenema, that'll be part of the representation of it. Be like the shorties doing shorties thing or whatever, you know. The crux of it is that they've kind of hit an impasse, because he's always working, you know, till, you know, he works like a later shift. So she gets off at 7 and he's still at work, and they haven't actually like fucked yet, because she's kind of on the fence about what she wants to do about that kind of thing. And he's just trying to like convince her to go up into the parking lot and like fuck in his car or her car or whatever. And
dude's
she,
classy.
I know. And she didn't. That's... And surprisingly enough, she didn't like that. And
wow.
She's telling me about this.
Is his name Miguel?
No. Oh. No, he's a jarhead white dude.
Oh, okay.
No, but she's telling me about this and saying, well, I didn't want my first time to be in the garage. I'm like, yeah, you should save that for the second round. So like in bed together. That was great. Well, let's go to the garage, you know? Oh, honey. It's like, I was also going, God, I was like, that guy is not a very big thinker. It's like, hey, my whole world is this garage, you know? Well, why can't we have sex here? I eat here and sleep here too. What did you think? That I live somewhere? That's presumptuous. So anyway.
But honey, I'll take you up to the roof. It'll be under the stars.
On the hood. I won't mash your face into the steering wheel, I promise. I'll even put the emergency brake.
Just mash your face into the windshield wiper.
It's like, well, oh, that's what I should tell her to do. It's like, you should watch Crash. Then you'll get a more sexy idea of having sex in the parking lot. There you go. And prostheses, too.
Yes.
Prostheses.
That's it. That's it. She needs to get her car at one end of the roof and his car at the other end of the roof. And then they can drive at each other at full speed, wreck.
And then, crawl out, and then do it. Sex.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell
her. Did I hurt you, honey? Not yet. Well, maybe next time.
On the embankment.
Oh, I'm slapping my cock in your mouth.
Dropping oil. wait. Dropping antifreeze all over the parking lot. Oh, my.
Dropping lamps. Headlamps.
All right, so our band of the month is Watain, and
maybe he's got a motorcycle, and that's less of a big thinker.
You can get some pretty good positions on a motorcycle.
Yeah, not a whole lot of privacy.
No. Wind's blowing, people walking by. How's it going? So
it's like one of those obliterator pillows that they have in the back of those men's magazines, you know, where it folds.
Oh yeah,
where it folds out into different shapes and angles.
I think that's not a terrible idea.
No,
get some great.
It's better than trying to figure out how to get it to work on the couch like that, you know.
Yeah. That also reminds me of the time I slept through you railing the chick you were seeing when I was. That was around your birthday, actually.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I was sleeping on the couch, and you
were pretending to be.
You guys came in, and I woke up, and I was still in a half dream, and so you didn't know I was awake, and I knew you didn't because you were just kind of walking in quietly, and I just was like, I'm just going to pretend I'm an alligator and just lay here and be quietly submerged in the couch. That couch had a weird effect on people. Did you do Monrovia on that couch?
Yeah.
Oh, had Monrovia leavings on there somewhere. You gave that away?
Yeah, she was wearing a dress, white stockings with a garter belt, and a leopard thong.
Why didn't you do that when I was laying on the couch? That would have been awesome. Well, assuming she was on the bottom.
Right.
The other way it would have been, it was kind of a threesome, except one of us was really miserable.
Because it was doggy style, and I was facing away from you.
Oh, God. Okay, so watch
69.
So, Watain is
baby,
our band.
Here, baby, lay at his feet, and I'm going to eat you out.
Just would have been muffled moaning all around. I know we're on a roll, but we got to play songs. I'll say it one more time. Watain's our band of the month. We got three songs from them. Some of you out there probably...
Ancient nights contain a pain you feel.
To the dark, Dana, sworn, Dana, to the dark, Dana, that was Watain.
Dana, 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 Dana.
Yep. Brink. Chanty, chanty songs they got on this album, Sworn to the Dark. Before that, that was The Light That Burns the Sun from Sworn to the Dark and Storm of the Antichrist from Sworn to the Dark. Some of you out there are probably going, I'm sick of Watain. Well, okay. I don't know why some black person from the Deep South would be yelling, I'm sick of Watain, but there you are. So...
Black Metal Snake Moan.
Yeah. I'm sick of Watain. I don't want to listen to that no more. Y'all better answer your damn phone.
Play some Wu-Tang Clan.
Watain Clan.
Watain Clan.
So, yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan. Anyway.
We'll go ahead and cap off the last couple of songs next time, even though that's the end of the month. And, it's our fucking show. We'll do whatever we want.
God damn it.
If you complain, we'll do an all Watain tribute show.
It's going to be beneath the cenotaph up your ass.
Yeah, totally.
It's going to be elbow.
It's going to be I Am the Earth all night.
Yes.
Yes. So, we've got a lot more stuff.
I miss those days when, we'd actually have the show on the air,
yeah.
Student radio, and, if people pissed us off, we'd just start doing retributive things.
Like, oh, yeah.
Smash records on the air, or play the entire Apocalypse Now soundtrack that was nothing but the dialogue, and and
when did we do that?
Narration. I think I actually did that
on
one of the shows I was covering that was like a 5-hour show.
Oh, all right.
I threw on the Apocalypse Now soundtrack and it was played it all the way through.
Yeah, I hated those long shifts that you had to do sometimes. Yeah, no, the thing I do miss is the real-time interaction with the fan base.
Yeah.
You know? But you can actually still do that, though, if you contact us at metalenema@gmail.com or go to myspace.com/metalenema. And by the way, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac. This is Solar Fall Radio.
And this is Agapornis Epicac's birthday show.
Woo!
Yes. We've got a lot more stuff. I think about, wasn't it also 1995? That was really close to your birthday when we went out to see Enslaved and Incantation. Yeah, it was, because
yeah,
it was,
I think so,
right when school was letting out. So your birthday had passed like just the week before, and we got stopped in Waxahachie by a small town cop who was really doing the small town cop routine to us. And then I remember he let us go, but he gave us a lot of guff. And yeah, then we went home and watched Bad Lieutenant,
yep,
like that weekend after the show. And you know, that whole scene with, you know, hey, have you ever sucked a guy's cock? And then we're like, oh, well, it could have gotten a lot worse. That was also the summer when we watched all the Russ Meyer movies.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great. And then I broke the chain by watching one by myself.
That's right.
And you never totally... Oh. Well, it wasn't very good.
Well, still.
Yeah. And then we watched Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome again and really just decided once and for all it wasn't any good. That was also the summer when we were trying to, like, finesse that guy Rick Stello, who was running the underground,
yes,
distro out of California, and he just didn't send us our stuff and didn't send us our stuff and didn't send us our stuff, and then kind of piecemealed it, and we had to basically just stay on him by phone all the time, and he kept, yeah, making all these excuses.
Oh, well, and then, the wall of my house fell,
yes,
on me.
that's what we found out later. We knew another guy from California, and he was like, oh, that guy, yeah, he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't send your stuff, wall of my house fell on me and I got a kidney infection and girlfriend is trapped in the Holy Land or something along those lines. But I remember we managed to get a...
He and I had some interesting conversations.
Well,
old,
yeah,
Rick Stello.
He was...
He wanted to... He actually was... He was wanting to do some sort of, you know, Hessian community activism type of thing,
right,
but he didn't want... he didn't want to use anything like normal Hessian iconography, like pentagrams,
right,
or anything to be the identifying thing, because he...
You know what I would have said, though? I
guess
been
he
like,
wanted to use his Star of David.
Oh, yeah. I would have just said to the guy, you know what a good way to start Hessian activism is to make good on your fucking,
yeah, send
disco
me my
sales.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. But we ended up with a bunch of stuff from that hall. It was Blasphemy, Fallen Angel of Doom, wasn't it? Or Gods
no,
of
no,
War?
No, no, it was
War.
Blasphemy, Gods of War. It was Immortal Battles in the North and Pure Holocaust.
And it was Pervertum.
It was Pervertum.
Creature of Ungod.
It was
Belial.
Shadow Throne from Satyricon.
Yeah.
It was Gods of Darkness by
Belial. And it was this band also, Ungod.
Yes.
From Germany with their album Circle of the Seven Infernal. Oh, God, what is it called? Yes, Circle of the Seven Infernal Pax. And why don't we just hear a song off that in tribute to that heady summer of Russ Meyer and new
summer
black metal.
Summer of 95.
Yep. The summer of 95. All right, Grotesque Vision of a Dying Moon, Ungod.
Kill! people to go into the world and kind of create those thoughts and achievements arising from this story. And then kind of made
was Burzum with Dunkelheit. Autopsy before that did Critical Madness, and Ungod brought you Grotesque Visions of a Dying Moon.
You remember at that one point when all the black metal bands felt like they had to have sentences for their titles?
Yeah.
Like Immortal went through that period, and I almost wonder if it was a reaction to like the kind of the, remember how grunge bands had all the eponymous titles? It was always like one word titles.
Yeah.
Like Walk or Speak or, you know, Cry or Walk was actually a Pantera song, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really the same thing. Although, attracting the same degree of idiocy,
people.
Yeah, so go figure. I don't know why your birthday is taking me down memory lane so much, because it's not like this is a particularly big milestone, it's just a birthday, but
yeah.
That's all right. I was just thinking of how we used to go to shows, and there was pits, and it was like traditional pits, circle pits, and then it kind of just degenerated into this thing where, like, I don't know, you'd go to any show, it didn't matter. It's like, why is there a pit at Nine Inch Nails? You know, why is there a pit?
Yeah, why is there crowd surfing?
Well, yeah, it's like, or a skinny Puppy, there was a mosh pit at that. I was like, how the fuck does that make sense? You know?
There's a lot of getting kicked in the head back in those days.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, but at the extreme shows, it was one thing, but then it's just like, you know, when the music doesn't match, it's just like...
Fishbone?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was so weird. Everybody was doing that shit. And, I don't know. I mean, these days, I'm actually really happy when you go to shows and everybody's like in the know and they just get up front and headbang.
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, that's what it should be, because that's what it used to be. Or if there is going to be a pit, nice orderly circle pit that doesn't involve rushing at the front of the crowd.
Yeah, no wall of death, thank you.
Yeah, no. Lamb of God had like some kind of Ozfest footage of the wall of death. It didn't even have the music on it. It just somebody had like gifted and put it on their site. But the reason they put it on there was because they didn't even show the footage of the band. They showed the footage of the wall, apparently. They're setting the whole thing up. There's like guys ringmastering it, like trying to coax everybody to, you know, to the sides
right.
and everything. But there's this one big, just blockhead, skinheadish looking guy in his khakis, just kind of marching around just aimlessly, sort of in the middle, kind of almost like if water leaks out of a fish tank and the fish don't realize what happened for a minute. But I mean, this is like literally like up almost a solid minute where everybody's like rallying and he's just kind of just in the dead center of the open floor.
Well, there's always that guy in the pit, you know, when at a small show, the the eight guys start trying to make a
pit. Right.
And then everyone goes, ah, fuck you, and backs away.
And then there's just like,
one guy like, come on!
Well, no, but this guy's just kind of just doddering around. He's not even really trying to start a pit. It's almost like he's like,
everybody go. Yeah.
And then the guy on the sidelines, he's like orchestrating. He throws his hands down like the go.
Right.
And everybody goes,
like Rob Halford.
Yeah. And literally, you just see the guy in the center. He just gets completely pancaked. I mean, you see him just kind of go, you know. And I'm just thinking, what I thought would have been awesome is if everybody had cleared away and he's just laying there. That used to be like in San Antonio, old AC/DC shows, people would get stabbed.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the crowd would clear out and meanwhile, dead person laying there.
The janitor's just trying to broom him out.
Yeah, with all the plastic cups. Goddamn. Someone's dead.
Way back on the floor. Way back on the floor.
Goddamn.
Gotta get the purple stuff. Purple pink sawdust.
Somebody got murdered. Gotta get the sawdust. Yeah. The irascible black janitor. Always a classic. Always a classic. All right. What have we got next here? Oh, well, it's the second track off the Hope and Horror EP from Immolation. This is a song called The Condemned. Immolation is going to be our band of the month next month. So the next time you hear this show, it's going to be Immolation. And people are like, well, that's fine. I'm not going to listen to me.
Yeah.
You like all the bands.
They're going to be like, man, that's no different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. You
fucking ingrates. Actually, you know, don't get us wrong. It's not like we've got people complaining. In fact, nobody's really, almost nobody's complained. And it's not like we can't handle...
Almost nobody writes in. That's why we don't know if you don't like it.
It's not that we can't handle criticism. That's not the point. It's just if you're going to criticize, tell us what you want.
That's right.
And work...
We take suggestions. Yeah. We want requests.
As long as
we like feedback.
As long as it's not Megadeth or
right.
or Nuclear Assault, for that matter, or Metallica. It's like, come on. Maybe, maybe we could do a show like, you know, the lefty thrash bands night or something. I don't know. No, I don't want to support Megadeth.
No. Well, we could do another thrash night.
That would be cool. We'll talk about
Chalice of Blood.
No, that's fine. No, I'm always up for that.
Forbidden Fate's Warning.
Yeah. Come we need to just work that in.
Laz Rocket.
Oh man. Yeah. Because I can't really see putting Laz Rocket in like the lineup we have tonight. That just wouldn't really work. Turd. No. Unless the song happened to be called Turd in a Punch Bowl. All right. This is.
We'll just have to start, you know, have a section kind of like Headbangers Ball did, you know, where it's like the mandatory thrash attack.
Oh,
attack,
yeah.
Attack.
But that's when it was like all hair metal and then three heavy songs.
Right.
And that's like.
That's what we should do. We should do play like a.
Three hair metal songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A block of like.
All right,
Crue and
that was more. That was Morbid Angel and Obituary. Now here's some Bullet Boys. And, gross. All right, this is Immolation. Hope and Horror.
That'll get repugnant listening again.
Oh, that's cold. Yeah, this is a Immolation song called "The Condemned," not to be confused with that Jack Nicholson, Martin Scorsese filmed. That's The Departed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Shining.
Here we go. Just a memory. back. Okay, that was Gorguts from Wisdom to Hate from that. But that was Gorguts from the album From Wisdom to Hate. That's dedicated to Goat. Before that, Winter Warriors from Old Wayne's from the Where the Snows Are Never Gone demo, which is just fucking awesome. And before that, Immolation with the Condemned off of Hope and Horror. So, yeah. Great stuff. I'm looking forward to playing all of the new Immolation, Shadows in the Light, on our show. They're currently on a 45-day tour of Europe.
Bleh.
Sons of Bitches.
Bleh.
Yeah, and they're out there with Crisian and Aborted.
Sweet.
So, yeah, should be cool. So if you're in Europe and you haven't heard about it already...
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't have said it better. All right, so we're going to keep it rolling. Mainly because it's didn't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, not really.
So we're going to go ahead and play a song from Secrets of the Moon, not from Antithesis, because we've been playing that an awful lot. Those guys are freaking nuts. They're going to be playing literally every big metal festival over the summer. I think it's like 14 dates.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, spread out over 3 months. It's just like, fuck. They're playing everything. They're going to play the Wacken pre-party.
Wow.
Which is going to be at least 2,000 people when you consider that Wacken's what? 10,000, yeah. 12,000 people in attendance, something like that, maybe more. Then they're going to play.
Are they playing Partisan the week after that?
I think so. Then they're also playing.
Secrets of the Moon!
Yeah, it's Secrets Heroes. Yeah, then they're going to play Festung Open Air and shit, they're playing everything. So check them out. I think it's secretsofthemoon.org, but I'm not sure. Just look it up on fucking Google, Secrets of the Moon.
That's right.
But we're going to play a song from Carved in Stigmata Wounds, which is about 3 years old now. Holy shit. And this is a song called To the Ultimate Embers and Ash. Knock yourselves out. Here we go.
I am me. Fundamental.
sun in color, light some coming form that once crushed your domain. It ever comes again and again and again and again. Shone with a fuller red of the cross been thrown to the earth. What once has been shall be no more than so crave his hest. Hide me from secret counsels and from the insurrection of the world of iniquity. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay waste for my soul, they counsel together. Defend me from he that rise up against me. Save me from he that bear horns and have trod my parish down with cloven hoofs. For he lies wait for my soul and desires to take me down the yawning pit. Hear, sense for the world. Let in the grave, see your parish fall. Saw by the stern degree of pain. Their kingdom lost.
magnificent crown. But bless me, the Father. Christ is my cloud of sky. Damnation. In the heart of the ruinous.
Tormented flesh on the Mount of Crucifixion on a planet where apes evolved from men from Necros Christos.
My cock is slapping you in the tormented flesh on the Mount.
That was Ari Descends on a planet where apes evolved from men from thorns. And before that was To the Ultimate Embers and Ash. You maniacs, you blew it all up. God damn you all to hell! From Secrets of the Moon on a planet where apes evolved from men?
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
And I'm not happy.
Nova! Your name is Nova!
I'm not happy that apparently I Am Legend is in production.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm.
Who's doing it?
Will Smith is
what?
Going to be Neville.
Fuck that.
Oh, hell no with these vampires. No. Oh, no.
I be legend.
Yeah. I am legend, yo. I'm legend, y'all.
Ugh.
Now, well, and I brought that up because Heston played the Omega Man in the Omega Man, which was an adaptation of I am legend. I'm really sick about that.
Fuck.
That's going to suck.
It's going to be a giant cybernetic spider in there.
Yeah, and a bunch of really
bay-looking
robots. Ugh. All right, so...
And they'll allude to, you know, the irony that he has a robotic arm, but then really not touch on it at all.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, yeah.
Well, considering that the short story was only like 4 pages, and it was just basically this small little dissertation on, you know, the nature of sentience.
It had a couple of okay parts, but I mean, for the most part, you know, you could just... take any chunk with him in it from, you know, Men in Black and put it in there and it'd be the same.
Jesus.
Now, you see, I make robots look good.
Mm. Yeah. Jeez.
Go eat a dick, you homo.
Well said. Well, we're getting to the end of our Agapornis birthday show. Dropping loads!
Ah!
So
birthday cake in your face! Frosting all over your mouth! Dropping loads.
Now, if any female listeners, attractive female listeners out there want to have an HEB cake smashed on their ass and then sit in it.
Yeah.
Write us at metalintim@gmail.com.
You can wear pants as long as they're sheer.
Yeah.
Like those barberfish pants.
Yes.
Sleep pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We've got just a couple more tracks. And
if you don't mind having... cake and several fingers shoved into your mouth along with some whiskey and pills.
Awesome.
And send pictures.
Yes. All right. No introduction needed. I'm just going to slam it out here. Here we go.
Oh!
omnis incursio adversari, omne fantasma, omnis legio, in nomine domini nostri, eradicare e defugare ad hoc ipse tibi imperat, qui te de supernis gelorum in inferiora.
Tomorrow, an essence of my will, I renounce.
That was Marduk with Accusa.
Opposer!
It's like, Opposer! It just sounds like something that you'd hear at a German metal show. People pointing in, Opposer! Yes.
Opposer!
It's funny. It's an interesting song. That's a guy.
His pants aren't right and he's wearing new rocks.
Opposer! That's the guy. The guy singing is from the band Primordial. So, interesting. Definitely a departure from Marduk.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting song, though. Before that, two tracks from General Surgery. From
General.
General Noriega with a left-hand pathology. that's The League of Extraordinary Grave Robbers, and before that was Necro Decontamination. You know, it's funny because I actually looked it up when I was getting a hold of this album for airplay, and turns out like they only had that one EP, and like it took the band's been effectively together for 12 years, and this is the first full length they've ever put out.
Wow.
And they've almost had a complete lineup change in the meantime. You know, because it was like a side project of a bunch of different guys. Like Ricard from Dismember was in it at one point. So was Maddie, the vocalist from Dismember.
Yeah. I'll have to look to make sure. I wonder if I still have that General Surgery EP.
Yeah, Necrology.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, it's total just
carcass.
It's just carcass.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not a whole lot of that floating around these days, so it's not such a bad thing. All right, so that was the Metal Enema, and I was the Undertaker.
And I was Agapornis Epicac.
It's Agapornis Epicac's birthday. Happy birthday, Agapornis.
Thank you.
Even though it's like a week out from when you're hearing it, and I'll have been back from the Florida show.
It's all weird. Yeah, it's this temporal.
I remember doing the time warp. All right, so that's it. Yeah, Immolation's going to be our band of the month this coming month. And
get ready for some changes around here. We're going to be goddamn cleaning house.
Yeah, you betcha.
Sons of bitches.
We do have a lot of stuff.
And tabernacle.
We do have a lot of stuff we're holding back on, and I guess we just need to play more of it. We just need to embrace the fact that this spring yielded a lot of new stuff, and we should just play a lot of it, and that's just the way it goes. And if, you know, for those of you who want variety, tell us what you want to hear. Tell you what, why don't you find out about something out there that you can't get a hold of, and then write us
and see we can have it.
Yeah, we'll play it if you want
to
hear it.
Fate's Warnings, No Exit, and Forbidden's Forbidden Evil.
Yeah, we'll play that.
Yeah,
why not? All right,
and Cryptic Slaughter.
No, I don't want
Slaughter in the Vatican.
I don't. That's... Now you made me forget which band actually did that song.
That was Exhorter.
Exhorter, not Cryptic. You know, when I was a kid, I actually thought Cryptic Slaughter's song was Slaughter in the Vatican. I got it screwed up. And then I saw Exhorter play live, and I couldn't believe
they were using a football in the pit.
Were they really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I think I saw... It could have been one of those strange shows I went to that was like Exhorter, Crowbar, and Sepultura.
Right,
or
right.
No. It was either Crowbar or Clutch.
Yeah.
It
was like when they were trying to like mix it up because everybody was like panicking because of the grunge, the alternative thing.
Yeah.
And they were like trying to, yeah.
We got to wear fuel station attendant shirts.
Yeah. Clutch was leading that vanguard that didn't go any fucking where. So nice job, guys.
Good job.
Fucking riddance. All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks for hanging out. Bye-bye.